Welcome to Talking Cybersecurity, a weekly podcast listened to by people in over 40 countries around the world. My name is Richard Herron. This podcast involves people talking cybersecurity. Expect to hear about data breaches, different approaches to cybersecurity, and reports on cybersecurity events that I or my guests attend. Opinions expressed by myself or my guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions of my organisation or the organisation my guests are associated with. If you want to continue the conversation, feel free to join the LinkedIn group Talking Cybersecurity. Thanks to Pixabay for allowing me to use their music. Hi everyone, welcome back to Talking Cybersecurity, episode 58. I hope you're having a great weekend. Today is Sunday, February 4, 2024, and if you're in Melbourne, Australia, it's been quite a hot day. Hope you're drinking enough water and staying cool. Following last week's episode, this is the recap of episodes 11 to 20. This will provide you suggestions to help your cyber game, whether that is with interviews, CISO perspectives, things you should be concentrating on, and there's also a little bit about risk management and artificial intelligence. One item we didn't have much of in the first 50 plus episodes was backing music tracks to the episodes, and you would have noticed in the last couple of episodes that we have introduced music. This episode will be no different. Let's get stuck into it. Episode 11 was titled, 10 Years On, What Have We Learnt from the 2013 Target US Breach? This episode ran for 20 minutes. The premise of this episode was, have we, as a security community, really learnt from one of the biggest and most publicised breaches? One thing I did mention in the episode was that after the Target US breach, it did become easier to obtain funds for cybersecurity initiatives, especially if you were lucky enough to be employed in the retail sector, which I was at the time. Apart from that, I discussed the Target breach and I asked the listener to determine how ready they were for an attack using the vulnerabilities in play 10 years ago. So I mentioned the main vulnerabilities and I discussed each vulnerability one by one. So the six main vulnerabilities I mentioned were, a vendor was subject to a phishing attack, third-party access did not require two forms of identification, network segmentation was lacking, older POS systems were unsupported, Target did not act upon early warning systems, and end-to-end encryption would have prevented card data being read in memory. We don't have time to get into greater detail in this recap episode, so you'd have to listen to episode 11 to hear how to tackle each of those six major vulnerabilities. Episode 12 was titled CISO Interviews Part 1. This episode went for 22 minutes. We wondered why so many companies continued to keep PII data on their networks, even years if not decades after it had been used or after the customer had left that company. We also mentioned the benefits of paying and not paying a ransom. The major component of this episode, though, was applying for CISO roles. We mentioned a few avenues for finding jobs and how it was important to apply as soon as you can, once the advertisement is public. We emphasised how important the cover letter was, and we then gave you an idea of how to write a cover letter, and we also made suggestions how to create a resume. Please listen to episode 12 for greater detail. Episode 13 was a bit of a continuation of 12, and it was titled CISO Interviews Part 2, and this episode went for about 20 minutes. We covered the most common questions asked of a CISO at an interview, and we suggested ways to answer those types of questions. It is a good episode to hear the various questions you can get asked. One item I didn't cover was when multiple team members interview you individually. So this is the situation when your prospective boss interviews you and then says that some of their team members would like to meet with you. Now, quite often the team members will ask you similar questions, so ensure you prepare like you did for your prospective boss interview. But some of your future teammates may come from different perspectives. So some of the additional unexpected questions I've heard of recently are things like, how do you ensure you have diversity in your team? People, processes and technology, which one is more important? And another one I heard was trust. What are your perspectives on trust in the workplace? So as you can see, they're not the obvious type of questions you may be asked. Along with episode 13, think about how you would answer those three questions. Episode 14 was titled, More About Interviews, so we really did get stuck into the interview process between episodes 11 and 20. Now, episode 14 did go for 21 minutes. The way this interview came about was by a friend contacting me and suggesting, hey, how about you, Richard, share some stories about interviews that you have been involved in? It could make for a good episode. And it's actually not a bad listen. So if you have 21 minutes to spare, give episode 14 a go. Episode 15 was titled World Password Day, and this episode only went for 8 minutes. Being World Password Day, believe it or not, I discussed passwords and mentioned a story about the longest password discovered in an audit. This was just an experiment, really, on my behalf to have a midweek episode. I was just contemplating having it like a 20-minute episode on the weekends and then having a really short, maybe 5-minute episode midweek. But I came to the conclusion that it was just too time-consuming to do more than one episode a week. As it is, it wipes out half a Sunday every week. Not overly a great episode. Let's move on to episode 16. So episode 16 was titled Even More Interviews. I told you a lot of interviews between episodes 11 and 20, but anyway, Even More Interviews. More stories about interviews, which people found interesting, amusing, and in one case quite horrifying. The horrifying one was when a hiring manager screamed down the team's meeting at me. As I concluded in this episode, if that's the way a potential employer will treat you in an interview, imagine what to expect if you accept the job. I've just re-listened to episode 16 and it's well worth a listen. Episode 17 was titled Sozo Perspectives and went for 19 minutes. In this episode, three questions were asked and answered. How do you determine whether a Sozo is doing a good job? What five questions would you ask Sozo at an interview and how would you answer them? And what advice would you give a Sozo? Then at the end of the episode, I did the big reveal, and that was that ChatGPT answered those questions. A number of listeners who dabbled with ChatGPT and were quite familiar with the format of the way ChatGPT answered questions stated that it was quite evident from the tone of the answers that it was their friend ChatGPT answering them. Episode 18 was titled 10 Things You've Got to Do Now. The episode went on for 27 minutes, which I think is probably the longest episode we have aired. Now, I stated that if you were a security person, you've got to be asking yourself a number of questions. I'll list them now, but I won't go into the detail that I did during the episode 18. Here are those questions. Am I currently feeling motivated enough to perform today? So that's a real motivation type question. Given that phishing is the easiest, quickest, and cheapest way for a cyber criminal to enter your network, you should be doing more about phishing now. And I went on to describe a few ways to attack it. 3 and 4 were all about the importance of process and partnerships. Number 5 was consider what you are protecting. Where all the gold is stored, is the data protected sufficiently? Who has access to all that data? And if it was accessed, how would you even know? And we talked about the importance of ensuring you have basic hygiene practices in place and the importance of risk management. And under that heading of risk management, we provided a really quickish and easy way to list your key entry points, how they could be accessed, what controls do you have in place to protect yourself against those type of entry point attacks, you know, those vulnerabilities, and that way we were able to identify residual risk, and then the resulting action plans to address the vulnerabilities in your control environment, protecting the key entry points to access your gold. Last but absolutely no means least, what are you doing about relationships, both external, but probably more importantly, internal? That was a bit of a mouthful, but by all means, listen to episode 18. I think it's quite important. Episode 19 was titled, risk management, and a little bit about AI. This episode went for 22 minutes. This was an interesting episode for one major reason. For the first 5 minutes or so, my voice was spoken by artificial intelligence, using a piece of software that had learnt my voice. If I was to rate it out of 100, it probably did an 85 to 90 out of 100 job. I thought I could potentially save a lot of time recording and editing. Alas, the voice just wasn't quite right. So halfway through the episode, I cut over to my natural voice. In this episode, we discussed quite a bit about risk again, how we were all risk managers, how you can highlight risks, but ultimately it is up to the board or C-level to accept or reject the risk. And lastly, perhaps an intellectual view of cyber risk. And the last section about the real risk involved with cyber is probably the most important part of episode 19. I hope it makes you look at cyber risk in a different light from now on. And episode 20 was all about quick wins, and that went for about 20 minutes. If you want the detail, you'll need to listen to episode 20, part B. I used to have parts A and B back in the day, but here are the high-level quick wins mentioned in episode 20, part B. Ensure your LAN passwords are at least 12 characters, with the complexity of upper, lower numerics and special characters. Number 2, quick win, MFA, a no-brainer really. Number 3, and it is a really quick win, get your people to stop using their organisational credentials for other applications such as Facebook, LinkedIn, WhatsApp, etc. Number 4, link to number 3, is security awareness. Start up a regular monthly email to all staff. 5, phishing education. 6, configure email such that every time an external email comes through, the body of the email starts off with a small statement, this email was sent from an external source. Number 7, buy some cheapish but highly effective software, such as Security Scorecard or SOC Radar. I swear by those two products, I really do, I love them. Create and practice your incident response type document. Ensure controls such as Intune are over your BYODs in your environment. And number 10, I said to listeners, they could send me a number 10 if they wanted to. Well, friends, that is the summary for episodes 11 to 20. Remember, it's just a summary. If you have heard a topic you like, by all means, re-listen to that specific topic again. I haven't had much of an opportunity to catch up with many of my regulars since the Christmas break. However, with February upon us, I'm sure I'll cross paths in person with Dan, Nigel, Indica, Sarah, Ian, Rue, Reggie, Louie, Nigel, Lachlan, Charles, Chris, David, Daisy, Jason, Ivan. I'll throw in Louisa there as well. And many, many others, I'm sure, will cross paths at some security get-together in the next month or so. Alrighty, it looks like we are well into 2024. If you do nothing else this year, create an incident response document and the associated playbooks. These documents can take some time, so by all means, pay an external company for those documents or just use ChatGPT if you are low on funds. You can always reach out to your network to see what they've got. When you have created your documents, ensure you get a team around a table and do what is known as a desktop or a classroom walkthrough. Alright, there's only a few hours left of the weekend, and for me it looks like it's almost dinner time. It's time to go. The sooner I start the dinner, the sooner I can eat the food. Look after yourselves, everyone, and again, I hope 2024 is a good year for you. Don't forget, in a couple of weeks, it's Year of the Dragon, and that's me. Hooray. See you guys. Bye.